This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Development of Trinitarian Doctrine, Defining the Deity of Christ and the Personhood of the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not only foundational to Christian theology, but also one of its most carefully developed truths. This paper traces the historical and theological journey that led to the formal definition of the Trinity, with special attention to the early church fathers and the ecumenical councils of Nicaea and Constantinople. I begin by exploring how the early church inherited monotheism from Judaism while simultaneously affirming the divinity of Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit. This theological tension created the need for clarity, and that clarity was forged in the fires of heresy and controversy. Through the writings of Ignatius of Antioch, Justin Martyr, Irenaeus of Lyons, Theophilus of Antioch, and Tertullian, I trace the gradual articulation of Trinitarian language. From Ignatius' High Christology to Justin's Logos theology to Tertullian's coining of the term Trinitas, the early church consistently moved toward a clear understanding of the unity and distinction within the Godhead. Council of Nicaea in AD 325 affirmed the full divinity of Christ, declaring him homoousios, of the same essence as the Father. Council of Constantinople in AD 381 completed the Trinitarian framework by affirming the personhood and divinity of the Holy Spirit. I also explore the doctrine of perichoresis, the mutual indwelling of the three persons, as a profound expression of divine unity and relational love. This concept helps us understand not only the oneness of God but the eternal communion within the Godhead, a reality that shapes both theology and Christian community. If you've ever wondered how the doctrine of the Trinity was defined or why it matters so deeply for Christian orthodoxy, this paper walks you through the key historical developments, theological milestones, and spiritual significance of this central doctrine. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.